Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Glad you could make it out for our Christmas Eve service. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. So, well, this evening, we're going to be looking at the angel's Gloria from the Gospel according to Luke. And their words and their song give glory to God because of the birth of the Savior to the world. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 2, or you can just listen along as I read this paragraph. Luke 2, 8 through 14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Well, on that holy night, both heaven and earth rejoiced over Christ the Lord. And ever since that night, heaven and earth have been rejoicing over Christ the Lord. Even us this night, we too are rejoicing over Christ the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to look at three sections in this passage tonight. One is the three notes of the angels, the three names for Jesus, and the two locations of worship. The central section really of this passage is the Gloria of the angels and what they sing. The angel of the Lord appeared with the glory of the Lord shining around the shepherds, and they announced the message from heaven. Great news, good news of great joy for all the people. And the good news here, it says in the text, literally the angel evangelized the shepherds. Literally it says, "I evangelize you," or "I proclaim to you." And it's good news because, as the prophet foretold from Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And those who dwelt in darkness, on them a light has dawned. And the darkness that's being referred to by the prophet is the darkness that we know of sin, of ignorance of God, of bondage, of hopelessness, of judgment. But there was good news of great joy. And the angel announced this great joy. Literally, it's mega joy, great joy for them. Light would be coming in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He would fully and finally deal with sin and its consequences in our lives and in the world. He would bring true knowledge of God and die and rise to redeem us from sin and give us the deep joy of forgiveness and the hope of eternal life in heaven, not death. And it's for all the people. Good news of great joy for all the people. God the Father, through the prophet Isaiah, also said that it is too small of a thing that you should be my servant, speaking of the Messiah, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved ones of Israel. I will make you a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. So the good news of great joy is for all the peoples of the world, for you and for me as well. And those are the three notes that the angels sang, the good news of great joy for all the people. And then three names are given for Jesus Christ here in verse 11. He is the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the Savior who would rescue us from our sins. He alone would be able to bear the punishment for our sins. And by faith in his cross and resurrection, we receive freedom from sin and eternal life. We would be saved from so many things that plague our lives, saved from sin, from death, from hell, from guilt, from shame, from bondage, from the world, from our own flesh, and from the devil. We would be saved from all of these things. And Jesus is also named as the Christ, that is the Messiah, or the Anointed One, the promised Davidic Messiah, the one who would inherit the kingdom of God. And in fact, he brought it and started proclaiming the kingdom of God when Jesus began his ministry, and his very presence with us proclaimed the kingdom of God is here. And he's going to return in glory someday. After he rose from the dead, he reigns in heaven currently, But he will return in glory and bring to completion all the promises and the blessings for us as the people of God. He will establish what we long for and what we sing about on Christmas Eve: peace, world peace, justice, righteousness in full. And he will judge the unbelieving and all the wicked forevermore. So Jesus is the Savior, he is the Christ, and Jesus is the Lord. He is the eternal God, the eternal Son of God. He is fully God along with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, the three persons in the one holy true God, the mysterious and glorious Trinity. According to their covenant of redemption to bring us salvation, the Son would assume humanity, and so would become fully man as well, one person with two natures. These three descriptive titles of Jesus, Savior, Christ, and Lord, summarize the hope of the whole birth narrative in Luke, the hope of the world for all time, and the hope for us this evening. And finally, there are two locations where worship is going on, as the angels would sing. So suddenly a multitude of angels appear in glory, the heavens are opened, and they praise God, giving him glory for what he is doing. They're opened to the angel, to the shepherds, to see this burst of delight in God's plan of redemption among the angelic beings. It's the greatest thing that they've seen since the creation of the world and the creation of mankind in the image of God. God now glorifying himself in the salvation of mankind. And finally, they discover how perfectly and gloriously it would be done to exalt the Son of God himself. And so they sing their couplet describing the happenings in heaven and upon earth. In the highest, glory is being given to God because of the incarnation of the Son of God. And on earth, peace or salvation is going to be coming to those chosen by God. It's not about peace being granted to people who please them in themselves, because none is good enough. It's not about peace being granted to people who are of the goodwill type, because no one is good enough. God takes pleasure in granting salvation to so many people, favoring those whom he will in his love. As some translations put it, it's his peace upon whom his favor rests, and he will bring them his heavenly peace. It's an actual peace with God, no longer being at enmity with God, and it's an internal peace with God that permeates our whole lives, and it's an eternal peace that we have looking forward to heaven. And so this passage from Luke, the Gloria of the Angel, is a wonderful message for us for Christmas evening, to think about these things, to think about that it's good news of great joy for all the people, that Jesus is Christ, Savior, and Lord, all three, and that praise is being given to God in heaven and on earth. May God's peace be with you this evening as we celebrate the joy of the arrival of Christmas and the Holy Christ Child. Amen.